We're back on with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. I appreciate more of your time, bud.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
We had a great detailed report about the lakes in your area and which ones have been hot and what they're catching. I appreciate you sharing that good information. We are going to get to Keweenaw Bay and Little Bay to Knock in just a second and your travels there, but I wanted to ask you a question. When folks have been coming in recently to Gwynn Bait and Tackle, what has been some of the hottest products, or what have they been coming in for?
Yeah, the hottest items going from the shop this year seems to be those clown-colored tungsten jigs. We just fully got restocked in them. We got three different sizes, plenty of each size. Sleds, we got sleds back in. Sleds have been really big, you know, it's tough to keep those in stock. And then our full lineup of Eskimo gear. We have all the different augers, all the shanties, and we have them available for rent here at the shop, too. If you're looking to just take out a shanty and an auger and go fishing, stop and see us. We have that available.
Oh, that's good to know. You can actually rent an Eskimo shanty right there at Gwynn Bait and Tackle for the day. So that's good news. All right, I want to get to your travels. Let's start with Keweenaw Bay. I know that you've been there recently, right? So tell us what you experienced and when you were there.
Yeah, we've been going up to Barriga, a couple friends and I going up there, trying to get on the greasy eel pouts. I've been out there twice. We got out there last night, took a guy out for his first time. It was a bit tough fishing out there last night. That wind was pretty epic, blowing the shanty around. So between fighting that and not being able to move as much as we want, we didn't get the high numbers that we wanted. We still ended up getting 10 nice burbits. Then I went out there less than a week ago, Monday, so it would have been 6 days prior to that. My buddy and I went out. We're about 33 foot of water out there, 33 to 40 foot. We ended up with 16 that day, so it was quite a bit better. Seems to be out there, try to find the weed line, and be cautious. You can see the unsafe ice from the shore. Get there before dark. Don't go wandering out on the big lake at dark helplessly, you know. Be safe, ask for advice, but you can see the unsafe ice, fish to the right side of that. You'll find the weeds, you know, try to stick out of the weeds because it's tough to jig your big nasty trout and pout with a spoonful of weeds. So try to get right off the weeds, and the fish is only going to get better. They're just coming in to spawn. I kept 9 last week. Only one of them had eggs, rest of them males. So they're just coming in to spawn, so the fish is going to get way better out there.
Excellent. How thick was the ice where you were fishing there in 33 feet?
Where we were fishing, we were in about 8-9 inches. There's a couple permanent shanties out there. The guys are bringing snow machines and four-wheelers. So there's good, safe ice there, but the ice that's not safe, you're talking 1 to 2 inches, and it's a fine line. I mean, you can see it right out there.
We're talking with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle about Keweenaw Bay, and now I'd like to switch and talk about your experiences and travels to Little Bay to Knock. You're originally from Gladstone, right?
Yeah, my whole family, father, all his family, they all graduated from Gladstone. That's where most of my family lives. Went out there last Sunday, went out there with my buddy. We got out there nice and early. We went off the Kipling boat launch. People driving their trucks out there, so you don't have to bring a snow machine or a four-wheeler. We packed up, brought our snow machine, so you don't need to bring that. You can drive your truck out there. Our personal experience was similar to last year. It was slow. It seemed all the fish that we caught and or marked were coming in one at a time. Talked to some other anglers that had been out there, some of them from Wisconsin that had been out there since Saturday, saying that they didn't even catch a single fish. And then you talk to another angler who's got some nice walleye, but legal limits of perch out there, they're just not like they used to be. I mean, when I lived out there before I moved to Gwynn, before you had a Vexlar, you drove out there in the morning, you couldn't even fish two lines, and it really didn't matter where you were. On a bad day, you'd get 15. So between him and I, we only brought home 4 nice perch, caught 5 walleye right away in the morning, and we caught a couple of small perch, and the ones that we kept were really nice, but they're very finicky out there. I mean, when they're only coming in one fish at a time, you're really having to finesse that fish as opposed to two, three at a time, where you're going to get that instant strike. You know, fish is sitting there. Here comes another fish. Well, I better take this bait. So you get a lot better bites that way. So we were really having to present our baits right, using jigging wraps with just small fat heads. We had a few tip-ups out there. Didn't get no luck with that. So us personally, it was a pretty slow weekend. But again, it could just be where you're at out there. But we tried to just stay where the safe ice is. And we were off a shelf fishing 24 foot to 12 foot, less than 50 yards away. So I felt we were in the area, but bite was good right away in the morning. And we were picking them off. We stayed till about 3 o'clock. So, I mean, we picked off a few during the whole time, but that bite window was really good in the morning. We didn't find any size. I'm not sure where the big schools of perch are. We didn't find them. Anglers we talked to didn't. But they got to be out there somewhere.
Well, I think it's only going to get better as we get further into March now. It typically picks up. So, you know, keep that in mind, folks. If you're headed out to Little Bay to knock, you definitely want to pay attention to the early and late bites. So, Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle, thank you so much for your time today. Good information. Good stuff.
Oh, always a pleasure. Stop in and see us at us on Facebook. Be safe out on the ice and tight lines.
This is The Outdoor Show.